Another fine day of weather will occur across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest today, but enjoy it while you can. Its conditions will deteriorate as we move forward through the balance of this day and over the weekend. In fact, the weekend will deteriorate quite a bit with periods of snow and wind and much colder temperatures returning to a large part of the region. Yesterday, we saw a nice warming trend occur across a big part of the Midwest, and hopefully you took the day off to enjoy it. The majority of the region will likely see another day of warming, at least east of the Mississippi River. I think the areas off to the west will likely experience a cooling tendency throughout a big part of the day. The majority of the coldest air, though, will hold off until we get to the heart of the weekend. Most of the weather across the Midwest today is expected to be relatively stable. Don't think we're going to see too much in the way of storminess across the region, but as the cold air pushes into the northwestern parts of the region, we will see the development of snow there. We also have a low pressure center and associated frontal system that is going to evolve across the Great Lakes region and that front extending down into parts of Missouri. That will become the trigger for periods of precipitation as we go into the afternoon today. In fact, by midday, we'll likely see a band of showers occurring from parts of southeastern Missouri into Michigan, and could become fairly significant. Might even be some snow in some of the westernmost part of that band of precipitation. The precipitation will go ahead and push through all of the eastern Midwest as we get out into the morning tomorrow, and we should see a break from that event, but it'll be short term. We'll then get involved with the colder air, and there'll be an opportunity for some light snow to come as the atmosphere becomes squeezed of the moisture that's in it. So it's a lot of snow flurry and snow shower activity expected. There probably won't be a substantial amount of accumulating snow, but we'll look for dustings upwards to an inch or two in several locations coming out of parts of South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, into portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. There will be areas that don't get much snow, and we'll have to watch those areas. The snow line in this morning's satellite imagery suggested that it runs across the central Iowa to the interior parts of northern Illinois, up into southwestern Michigan, and then back into northwestern Ohio. Everything to the south of that line is snow-free. Everything north is snow-covered. So we do have an area from southern Iowa, parts of Nebraska and Kansas, eastward into southern Ohio that's going to need some snow just to add a little insurance to protect our winter crops from the bitter cold coming up. Most of this bitter cold air mass will be centered on the upper Midwest. Those areas will see temperatures in the negative teens and negative 20s as we get into the cold air. Some of the sub-zero temperatures will work their way down to northern Missouri, northeast Kansas, central and maybe southern portions of Illinois, as well as central portions of Indiana, and areas to the north will all be below zero. We expect to see a little bit of snow, like I said, ahead of this, so for the most part, we're expecting to see sufficient coverage to protect the winter crops, but if the wind gets to blowing, this is going to be a powdery snow, and it could easily blow off some of the crops, so we'll need to watch that. Warming will return next week. We'll look for, as the warmer air arrives, a good chance for precipitation returning again to the region, and that will likely bring us a couple of waves of snow and perhaps a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation types, especially as we get to the second half of next week in the lowermost parts of the Midwest, when the next storm system will have potential of throwing a larger amount of warm and moist air northward into the cold air mass, and that's when we'll likely see that wintry mix starting to evolve. In South America, everything's status quo. Watch southern Brazil now and northern and central Argentina over the next 10 days. These areas will dry down rather significantly, and Argentina is going to be hot. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.